Are Locked On Packers, your daily Green Bay Packers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax. We're going to be okay.
It is time.
I feel like we can run the table. We're going to do it.
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for SB Nation. I cover the NFL around the internet. You can follow me on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Packers. You can like us on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Play. Wherever you find podcasts, you'll find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast in the state of Wisconsin, and the show for fans who know what happened. They want to know why and how. Remember all that talk about trying to be a little bit lighter and trying to do things a little bit differently in the offseason when we don't have a ton to talk about? Well, that's what today's show is all about. Jessica Kleinschmidt, a longtime friend of mine. We used to have a podcast together. She now works at NBC Sports in the Bay Area. She is on the show today to talk about food, to talk about, and not just food, sports food, tailgate food, game day food, all of the good kinds of food, all the best kinds of food, really. Because to me, there are few opportunities that we have in this world to consume alcohol and or food that is better than at a game or before a game or after a game or any combination thereof. You tailgate a Packer game. You got brats, you got chips, cookies maybe, you got some other stuff, you have some veggies maybe, some beers, you go into the game, you get a hamburger, you get an ice cream or something. I mean, if it's cold, you get a hot chocolate. And then after the game, you go to Kroll's. You get a cheeseburger. Maybe you get some fries, maybe some O-rings. I mean, classic. These are classic choices here, okay? We're going to talk about that with Jess. We're going to get to that in just a little bit. But before we get to Jess, you know what I want to do? I want to shout out my guy, Michael. Why do I want to shout out my guy, Michael? Because this from the Locked On Packers fan hotline. Hey, Peter, what's happening? I made a Twitter for a shout out and for Packers literature. I'm Michael Hoda from Kiln, Mississippi, home of Brett Favre, by the way. Little rant, I'm tired of hearing how bad Rodgers was last season. He got hurt week one and never recovered and still set an NFL record for most pass attempts without an interception. I really think everyone should R-E-L-A-X, relax. We're going to be just fine. I find this particularly delicious because it's coming from the guy who is quite literally from the birthplace of Brett Favre and from where Brett Favre comes from. Kiln, Mississippi is Favre's. He still lives in Kiln. So, I mean, this to me is just, it's splendid. It's wonderful. Thank you, Michael, for this email, text message. It's both. To me, I get it in an email. You sent it as a text, but I get it in an email. It's true. It's true. And you look at Pro Football Focus, they graded all these guys. He still got a really good grade, Aaron Rodgers did last year. Pete Prisco at CBS Sports did a ranking of the best players in the league. Aaron Rodgers was third, even after this season. I think a lot has been overblown about what's going on with the Packers and what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. And I think Michael is right to point out that when Rodgers is healthy, he's great. And he was pretty good last year, even without being healthy. And that's not me being a homer. That's just statistically speaking, that's what the numbers say. Now, the completion percentage wasn't there, in part because he was extremely risk averse. You set a record for throwaways that accentuates that risk aversion. But he was also looking for big plays. So you make those plays down the field, you create touchdowns, and you do it without interceptions. You do it without forcing the ball. That is the MO of Aaron Rodgers and has always been the MO of Aaron Rodgers. Create big plays without creating a higher risk profile than you need to. Don't make risky throws to try and create big plays. Coincidentally, you know, we've been having these conversations about Brett Favre. And maybe we can have an in-depth Favre conversation another day. Favre was the opposite. Favre would try and win every game on every throw. And he was going to either win that game or he was going to freaking die trying. And he was going to throw into triple coverage if he had to, because that was what he thought was best to win a game. Even hurt, even injured, even a wounded animal version of Aaron Rodgers was not that guy. And I think that says a lot about who he is as a player and what the Packers are going to expect from him this year. I think he is poised for a breakout season. All right, we have reached our limit of football talk for today's show. We are going to talk all about food. We're going to talk all about beer. We're going to talk about the consuming of beverages and food while you're trying to enjoy sports. And speaking of trying to enjoy something, you may be one of a pretty sizable group of men who are trying and failing to enjoy sex. So let's talk about it. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence you need in bed at BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue, B-L-U-E. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. This is critical, a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no awkwardness. You don't need to worry about it. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And right now, my listeners, we've got a special deal just for you. Go to BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free with our special code LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 shipping. You may not have believed me the first 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 times you heard this ad. But at this point, maybe you're coming off an embarrassing encounter. Maybe you realize, hey, you know what? I'm not too proud to use a boost in the bedroom. And if that's you, if that describes you or describes a friend you know, maybe you heard a story, I don't know your life, go to BlueChew.com. Blue like the color blue, BlueChew.com, with the promo code Locked On to try it free. All right, she is Jessica Kleinschmidt from NBC Sports Bay Area. You can find her on Twitter at KleinschmidtJD. Listen, you're probably from Wisconsin. You know how to spell Kleinschmidt. And if you don't, you can search Jessica Kleinschmidt and you're going to come close enough on Twitter to find her on Twitter. She's got 35,000 plus followers on Twitter. So if you're not one of them, she's not going to be hard to find. She covers everything Bay Area sports. She's not here to talk Bay Area sports. She is here because I know for a fact that she is a connoisseur of sports, food, and booze, the confluence of those things. So she's here to help us. She's here to walk us through her takes. Jess, I can't believe this is the first time you are on Locked On Packers, but thank you so much for coming on Locked On Packers.
I can't even tell you how excited I am to be here. I'll try, but I don't think I can actually put it into words.
All right, so before we dig into the topic of the day, there was something that went around Twitter 2-3 weeks ago where it was people were ranking their favorite beers, like the best time to have a beer. And I felt like given the conversation that we're going to have here, I needed to get your input on this. Do you have takes on when the best beers are?
Okay, so when I'm celebrating, I rarely do beer. I'm doing beer, it's like, usually at a sporting event, I have to get a beer, or just like the middle of the day, if I want a cocktail, it's usually going to go toward a beer. Because if you do like an actual cocktail with hard liquor, like you are not trying to have a chill day. You're trying to forget something. Right. Or you're trying to forget something that happened to you in the last few days. Or, you know, have like a nice crisp glass of rosé or chardonnay or something, but I love like a really good wheat beer, like a good Blue Moon while I'm watching the Warriors game. I'm so Bay Area now. It's just something that I've been really enjoying because it's been really warm here, So it's usually a sporting event, like mid-afternoon, evening. But you know me, I'm a wine girl. But there are specific times where I just crave beer because I crave the carbonation a lot sometimes. So that's usually when I'm getting down with the beer.
You're lucky it's warm most of the places that my audience is listening to this, because if this were like December and you were talking about how warm it is in California, people would really not be happy about it.
Oh, I don't care. Figure it out and move. Like, why are you complaining? Like, oh, you have it so like, well, yeah, I live in California. I'm not going to be trenching through the snow. I'm from Reno. So I did all of that. Like, I'm good, fam. I can relate to you on that. I can. Like, don't be upset because I don't have to worry about inclement weather. Like, not my issue here. Jesus.
All right. So let's get to the topic at hand, because I had you on. I texted you and I was just like, hey, can you come on to talk about wings? And you were like, yes, always.
You didn't even finish the text message. And I was like, yes.
No. Yeah. You were just like, yeah, no, cool, chill. So this is the thing. I think there are a few things better. And I think this dovetails nicely with the beer conversation. There are a few things better to pair with a beer than wings.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then when you add sports, it's a pretty hard trio of combination to beat.
I agree. But
if you're just going to put together like your list of these are the things that I want to eat while watching sports, where is wings on that list?
Well, it's obviously number one. I have wings for everything. And like the other day I went to the driving range with my roommate and we went to and I had a glass of Chardonnay chilled with a plate of wings while I was at the driving range. Is that not
on brand for Jess?
Like be more like, and I didn't realize it. Like I actually posted an Instagram video of it and somebody was like, oh my gosh, you can literally see the plate of wings as you are taking a swing. But yeah, so but it's weird though, like I feel like I'm such a wino, I can pair it with the wing well, but for me it's weird, like if I'm having wings I won't crave the pizza as much. I'll want like cheese bread or something, like garlic knots, because I feel like if you do wings and pizza, like you're gonna only have one piece of pizza and who wants that, right? You want to have, I feel like if you do garlic knots or cheese bread you can have multiple pieces because they're smaller. So that's my theory. Obviously, I'm not going to say no to pizza, but I feel like every time it's a group thing, they order the weirdest kind of pizza toppings and I'm kind of left alone, which I'm chill with. Like I order my plate of wings, will not share. But, you know, it's just kind of a thing that I've noticed when you go out with groups of people, they tend to get all intense and psycho with their pizza toppings.
All right. So important lesson everyone just learned. If you are with Jess and she has wings, do not ask her for one, because she will say you could have ordered your own.
Or just like do it and be cute about it and just take one. And I'll, if you're like a good friend, first of all, you would never do that. If you're an acquaintance and do that, that's your first strike. And, but like, if you and I are chill and I'm like, this girl's cool, this guy's cool, I'll let it slide. But that's why I order, like, when people are like, doing the half dozen or the full dozen. I'm like, first of all, how dare you? I'm an adult. Give me the full dozen. Like, don't ask me stupid questions. And that's what I do. But like I said, homegirl or homeboy, if you're an acquaintance, that's your first strike. And consider it your second and third strike. Don't do it again. So but that's why you always order extra. Who orders six wings, Peter? Who actually orders six wings?
You are preaching to the choir on this. I would never order six wings. And so if you're at a party and there's pizza and, you know, let's say, God forbid, they order Domino's.
I like Domino's, though. I'm not going to lie. Domino's.
It's fine.
You live in New York, though. You have good pizza. I'm from Reno, where that's like cuisine. So
it's a haute cuisine. They order Pizza Hut. They order Domino's, whatever. And they got the pizza and they got the wings and you got the cheesy bread, all of those things lined up there. How do you, are you just like heavy on the wings then? Are you just like, yeah, pizza, maybe I'll get a slice.
So I usually ratio out two extra wings, like per slice. So I'll have two wings per pizza, but then I'll get two extra wings on top of that.
Sure.
So if I get two pieces of pizza, six wings.
Oh, okay.
And that, you go that's... back and you go, you get a good ratio, I feel. You go back and forth, but you don't want to be like the butt head and eat, like take the last wing. Actually, I don't mind doing that. But like you right. don't, like the normal person doesn't want to do that. I don't mind doing that. But that's the thing, like you got to be careful because like these psychopaths out there are putting like mushrooms on their pizza. They're ordering vegetarian because everybody's like vegan and stuff.
Ugh.
Chill, like relax.
Have you had to adjust your sports eating habits in the Bay Area? Because, you know, there's people are weird about food there.
A little bit. I do like vegetables a little bit more. And like I don't eat as many deep fried foods. It's not like I've lost any weight. That's not the truth. But
Jess, do I even like, know I, you anymore? Vegetables?
I know,
like, less fried foods?
Okay, so here's the thing. I have vegetables like my dream pizza is pepperoni, jalapeno, and olive. And I don't think you can actually classify jalapeno as like a vegetable, you know, in that scenario.
No.
But like, and I don't mind like cheese pizza. And like, there's this really good cauliflower crust pizza at Trader Joe's that you can get. Like I've been
How
doing
dare
some
you.
Weird, it's been,
How
I know.
How dare you even bring that up on this show?
I'm so glad you don't have me on record saying that. Gosh forbid.
Was it the Oprah pizza? Was it the Jess?
No, I don't know. I think it's like a Trader Joe's type of version, like a Trader Joe's specific version. It's really good. It's actually really good.
I have to admit, and maybe I'll lose some cred on this, cauliflower mashed, I started making that.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, don't say that loud. Don't put that out in the universe.
No, why do you think I whispered? Why do you think I whispered?
That's true.
Wait, so are you, you know, you are a baseball girl at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you are changing the foods based on what you're watching? Because I have to admit, I will, if I'm watching a baseball game, I'm more likely to go for a hot dog or a sausage or something like that. Whereas if I'm watching a football game, I want pizza, I want wings. If I'm watching a basketball game, I'm sort of up for anything. Are you someone who you'll change it up based on the sport you're watching?
Not necessarily the sport, but like the atmosphere. Sometimes if I'm at a game, like the thought of holding a pizza kind of annoys me because they have like the mini pizzas you can get.
Right.
But
and they're usually
yeah,
bad,
the last
let's be honest.
Game, well, unless like, round table will sometimes be there, which is good. You can do the round table thing. But like the other day, I think I went to an A's game for fun a few weeks ago. We had chicken tenders. I would do that at a football game, football, like a bar, anything like that. But I got to be honest, I don't know if I could eat wings at a baseball game. I tried and it was just kind of annoying. Because you kind of have to concentrate when you're eating chicken wings, you know?
You do. No, it's true.
Yeah.
You do.
So, and if I'm in a sports bar, like I know like the camera won't accidentally get me on tape. So I can like be disgusting, like look like something at a National Geographic and not worry about it. But at the baseball game, like I'm a little more aware. I don't want somebody catching me, you know, that gross girl eating the chicken wing.
So that's interesting. So your food preferences actually change whether you're at the game in the stadium or at the bar.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So when you're at the stadium, what do you have a go-to food? You're like, okay, I'm
chicken tenders. Well, the ones at the Coliseum are really good. And like most of the time, if I'm covering the game, like I'm usually in the press box and I can kind of eat whatever I want because nobody's going to be seeing that, like obviously. And I actually have a place to sit, you know? So that's kind of nice. I have like a table and stuff like that. But usually, and plus like it, like usually if I'm at a base, like a game for fun, I'm drinking. So you want to like something carby to like, so you're not that girl at the game. So you want to like kind of not be embarrassing kind of deal. But yeah.
So you're not ordering salads at the game is what you're saying.
No, don't do that. That's like super embarrassing. Order eat the salad at home. I love salad. Like I made the joke the other day, like I've been craving salad since moving to California, but like eat that at home. Nobody wants to see that embarrassment.
Salads are also kind of like you have to have a fork. So like it's an extra step. It's an extra accoutrement to try and eat it.
It's true. Yeah.
Okay. So
I agree.
If we're talking about pizza, burgers, wings, and
tailgating's different too.
Okay, Say more.
Because usually you're standing with a plate of food. Mm-hmm. You probably don't want to do the fork thing that much.
No.
Or you're standing with a napkin. So like burgers are always good.
And no one's ever
good.
Tailgated
hot
with a salad. So we're just like beyond
right.
that. Like that's just we're not a thing that anyone has ever done in the history of ever.
Yeah. So it's like whoever's hosting is probably making it easier. So it's like that. But then I've gone to tailgates where they have like, they go all out. Like they've had tamales. Like they've gone all out. So that's a little bit different. But at the same time, like, you know, you got to prepare for that. And they know that too. But if it's like a low key, like 5-person tailgate where it's like, we're doing this out of the back of a truck, like, yeah, like hot dogs, hamburgers, or you go get a sandwich and you eat it that way. That's what Courtney and I did last time. We just ate a sandwich in the car. That was tailgating.
Shout out to Courtney.
Courtney.
When we're talking about, so yeah, tamales just like totally threw me for a loop. I have to be honest, I've never been at a tailgate where that has been on the menu, though I would love it to be on the menu. I love a tamale. What is the best, like, random, non-traditional tailgate food that you have had, or non-game day food that you have had that you were like, wow, you know, I didn't think of this as like a food to go with my sport, but damn it if I don't love it.
So, well, the tamale thing was definitely random. I did that at a UNR football game once. And then actually just at spring training, these A's fans that like they were kind, I want to say they were somewhat snowbirds where they would come to Arizona for like the colder months. They served us quesadillas.
I love it. What kind? That chicken, steak? What are we talking about here?
I think the one, I can't remember what I had, but like they were fresh off the like the grill. They're the griddle, I should say, and they were very, very hot. But I think I just had like a plain cheese one. But I want to say there was some type of meat in it. But I just couldn't, like, at that point, you don't really care. Like, you know it's going to be good. And they were super sweet. They loved chatting with us. That was great. So, yeah.
So one of the problems that I think a lot of fans have when they are tailgating is you have a 12 o'clock start Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, you know, whatever it is. You get to the parking lot, it might be 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And you want to get after it. You want to start, you know, you want to start the alcohol process. Not everyone is into a mimosa or a Bloody Mary, or but a lot of people also don't want beer. So what is, it's before noon, you're watching sports, or, you know, listen, I'm not going to judge. You're not watching sports, but let's start with the sports part of it. What is your go-to morning beverage in a case like this?
Oh, I'd probably do a mimosa. I love a mimosa. Like, one of my favorite things is on a Sunday morning when everybody's done complaining about their fantasy picks is to drink a mimosa just so I can at least tune out the stupid dudes that are upset about what's about to happen. A mimosa, and like, you have just like a good breakfast, and then as soon as 12:01 hits, you can go crazy. But I usually stick with the OJ. So what I'll do is do like a Blue Moon, or I could do like a vodka, you know, like a screwdriver or something like that. But I like the OJ first thing in the morning. But even if you want to get crazy and do, or you know what you could do is do like one of those Irish coffees to where you can actually cover up the fact that you're about to be drinking. Not that I just don't care. I'm like, yeah, I'm drinking. This is what's happening. I need to put up with you people for the next 12 hours of my life. So,
but sometimes you need coffee too. You need like the coffee plus the whiskey, or the coffee plus the Baileys, whatever you want to do. I don't, you know,
you can get a little crossfaded, if you will. Yeah. But yeah, so that's what I do. I just love a mimosa on a Sunday, with or without sports. It's just like the best thing. But, you know, working in sports, we don't really get Sundays. But if it's a rare opportunity, yeah, I'm going ham. But I'm also not really a huge mimosa girl. I like my Bellinis. Get crazy with the juices. Like, give me some peach. Give me some mango juice. I did one where it was like pineapple mango one. Yeah, you can put – well, I mean, you can put any type of alcohol in any type of juice. It's just whether or not you're a man enough to take it or woman enough to take it. But pineapple, always the best. My favorite thing. Helps the vodka taste better.
It's only not a cocktail if you just don't have a name for it, right? Like, you can you can put pineapple in, but you can put whatever you want with vodka, and it's a cocktail.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
All right. So here's the thing that I love about sports. Everyone has their own rituals when it comes to going to the game. We're going to do this, I'm going to get this, and I'm going to get this. So do you have a sports ritual when you go to, you know, whatever game it is? All right. This is my object number one. I'm going to get this, and I'm going to pair it with this, and then I'm going to go sit down. I'm going to enjoy the game for now. Then maybe a little bit later, I'm going to get this, and I'm going to get this. Do you have goals like that? Do you have rituals like that? Like, talk to me.
Yeah, so I always pregame because everything's expensive.
Sure.
I'm not an animal.
Especially in the Bay Area.
So I'll have, like, right, a beer or two or a drink or two out in the parking lot or whatever. And then I'll go in. So I got a little buzz going. You know, I'm good. And I'll sit down for probably, like, 3 or 4 innings. And depending on who I'm next to, I'm like, hey, are we going to go get another beer? Because my buzz is wearing off and these guys won't stop mansplaining the game to the girls that they're with. I need this. So I'll go up, and that's when I always get a Goose IPA. That's what I look for when I'm at a game. I get myself a Goose IPA. And so I'll do that. And then if I'm hungry, I'll get something. It's usually, like, you know, chicken tenders or a hot dog or something like that. But I try to eat before, just because I said everything's so expensive up there. But luckily the A's have really good deals, and I just, you know, it's fine. But I just try to pregame as much as possible.
Yeah. All right. So you mentioned this, and so I have to ask you about it. The mansplaining thing. And this is something that I feel like it goes viral, like, once a week, once a month. Someone is, like, on the subway and someone asks a stupid question to a female sports reporter or sports writer or something like that. Do you have a mansplain story that stands out to you? Someone's like, hey, let me explain this to you. And you're like, my guy. Listen.
Yeah. Recently, actually, only everybody was ignoring me as I was trying to correct them. It was like they looked at me like I had two heads. I was getting off the plane. I just got back from Chicago recently, and this guy was wearing a Warriors jersey. So naturally people are asking him, like, hey, what's the deal with Steph, this and that. I wasn't paying attention because I just really wanted to get home. So then somebody asks him about the Giants. They specifically Madison Bumgarner, and they're, how are the Giants doing? And the guy in the Warriors jersey goes, man, I don't know. And I was like, oh, they're last in the NLS. They're bad. That's the truth. None of them looked at me. Not one of them looked at me. Then homeboy in the Warriors jersey goes, I mean, he's probably going to get traded. I'm like, no kidding. Duh. And he goes, but you got to be careful because a guy like that could have Tommy John. And I'm sitting there like, a guy like Madison Bumgarner could have Tommy John. First of all, don't put that out in the universe. Second of all, there are a lot of Bay Area fans here. We just landed in Oakland, dumbass. Do not say a guy over his 30s who's throwing relatively well, all things considered, is going to have Tommy John soon. Like, where did that even come from? They didn't hear a word I said. Like, it was just the most random, outlandish thing you could possibly say over a guy that's, like, you know, I feel like Madison Bumgarner's arm could fall off, and you just don't say that. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, who would actually say that? So it was just the recent thing. These guys just didn't even look at me. It was like I wasn't even there. It was the weirdest thing. I don't even know. So that's probably the most recent one.
Well, I'm sorry you have to deal with that. Can you please let my listeners know, because I hopefully my listeners are smart enough to not mansplain to you. Let them know where they can find the outstanding work that you do.
I'm currently working for NBC Sports Bay Area in California. You can find all my stuff on Twitter at KleinschmidtJD, on NBCSports.com/Bay Area. Everything's there. Follow me on Instagram, Jessica Kleinschmidt, and that's where I post all of my content. So, yeah.
All the content. Follow Jessica. You will not be disappointed. I promise you. And you know what? You might be treated to, especially on that Instagram story, there will be wings. I promise you 100% there will be wings.
At least once a week.
All right. I want to thank Jess for joining Locked On Packers. I can't believe it was the first time. Her Twitter profile, if you haven't looked at it recently, includes the item Chicken Wing Fan. So all you need to know about Jess is right there in her Twitter bio. Remember, at KleinschmidtJD on Twitter. Follow her on Instagram. Everywhere you can find Jess, follow her. But just be respectful. Come on now. Jess is good people. So you know, be good to her. We appreciate her coming on, and we're going to, this is not just a one-time conversation. I told you we're going to have these non-football conversations. We're going to have more of them. We're going to have more guests that I think you're really going to like. So make sure you're mashing the subscribe button on iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play, wherever you find podcasts. You will find Locked On Packers. Follow me on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Packers. And if you want to send us a question, you want to send us a comment, you want to send us a rant, whatever you want to send us, you can do that at the Locked On Packers fan hotline, 920-341-3775, to always stay Locked On Packers.